Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Happy Thursday. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and may God grant me the words to speak His thoughts. That is something that I learned many, many years ago from a friend and mentor, Tony Brown, Tony Brown's Journal. That's something that he says before he speak, may God grant me the words to speak His thoughts. And a book that he had gifted me called The Game of Life and How to Play It, those were the words that he wrote in the front of the book. May God grant me the words to speak His thoughts. So sending love and prayers out to our friends and fam in H-Town area, in Louisiana, in Mississippi, the state I am in right now. Yesterday there were tornadoes swarming around the Jackson area, in Utica to be exact, but definitely praising and sending much love out to the first responders, to those rescued and to those that we have lost in the H-Town area, Beaumont area, and those brave, brave volunteers that just from the beginning have just been out there doing their thing, helping save lives, like the gentleman said on a news report that I have seen and many of you probably have seen also. So it's definitely sending love and prayers, and this is amazing. I'm tuned to the Weather Channel now with the volume turned down, and they're reporting that it could build back up in the middle of in the Atlantic. Within 5 days, it can build back up. So definitely, also on the Weather Channel, the people in Buffalo Bayou, they stated also there will be additional rescues this morning, that they're on their way. And also they mentioned on the Weather Channel just a few minutes ago that there is still a severe threat, severe storms. In Tennessee, here in the state of Mississippi, Georgia, and also in Alabama, like I said yesterday, we were under tornado warnings and instructed to take cover. Tornadoes had been seen, and the flooding is not stopping. And also, they reported on the Weather Channel that Harvey is still pulling to the north with a threat of more intense flood. And even though we're early in the tropical season and we're right in the peak of the hurricane season, and this is what I mentioned just a few minutes ago, that they mentioned that a new Gulf system could develop, and that 20% chance within 5 days in the Atlantic it will rebuild and do its thing in the Atlantic. So let's just, you know, pray that it dies out, and pray for more people that need to be rescued. I know I have many loved ones in Houston, old classmates, Facebook friends galore, and of course you all know, Dallas and Texoma area is my area, is my second home, and much praise to Dallas also, and to Mayor Mike Rawlings. I also regarding opening the mega shelter. Also, I had just seen an interview with Kay Bailey Hutchison, who the convention center in Dallas is named after. And you all know I talk about the convention center often. That's where I attend events, especially the Small Business Expo. And she was just praising of the help and the assistance that we're getting within the country. And right now she's overseas, doing her work as the U.S. Ambassador to NATO, and so we have much support also. So that was an interview I had just seen like 15 minutes ago on Squawk Box on CNBC with the former Senator of Texas, Republican Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison, and, you know, the Dallas Convention Center is now a mega shelter. So that is great. Also, and it's great also that Joel Osteen Ministries also have opened their church up to help those in need also. Just wanted to glance at my notes right quick. I know yesterday the Mayor Mike Rawlins of Dallas also mentioned, and I do my best, just like many of you, we're doing our best to help throughout social media. You know, we might not be out there with our boats and pulling people, but we're doing our best to connect people with the proper information and with each other and with the proper telephone numbers. And Mayor Mike Rawlins had stressed also that if you need to be rescued, evacuated, definitely call the State of Texas Operations Center. And that number is 512-424-2208. I wish my screen was up. My screen was giving me trouble always right before the show. My screen. So hopefully I can get my screen pulled up where if you're calling me or chatting with me, I can talk with you also. But again, if you need to be rescued, you and your fur family, if you need to be rescued, the Texas State Operations Center number is 512-424-2208. And also, Governor Greg Abbott provided us with the website disasterassistance.gov. And I know as of yesterday afternoon, 210,000 people had registered there to get assistance. So that website is Disaster Assistance, the way it is said, the way it's spelled properly, disasterassistance.gov for a federal disaster declaration for funding regarding that in association with FEMA. So that is important. And also I mentioned Mayor Mike Rawlins and how the K. Bailey Hutchison Dallas Convention Center is now a mega shelter. The website for the city of Dallas is DallasHelpForHarvey.net for information regarding donations and also volunteer. So, again, that website is DallasHelpForHarvey.net. Okay, that's the website. And you can also go to the Mayor of Dallas Facebook page, Mayor Mike Rawlins' Facebook page, where he is sharing information. But this is the website that he mentioned in that press conference he had held on Monday afternoon, Dallas Help for Harvey, DallasHelpForHarvey.net. That is the website for the city of Dallas, those that would like to donate and help and volunteer. And again, on the state level, but then also the mayor provided this info also, but those that need to be rescued and evacuated also can go to the State of Texas Operations Center, can contact them at 512-424-2208. And again, Governor Greg Abbott provided us with the website Disaster, DisasterAssistance.gov. And like I said, before noon, 210,000 have registered, so that probably has tripled since yesterday before noon. So that's for Federal Disaster Assistance Declaration in association with FEMA. So then I heard something also like maybe an hour ago that there was a like an explosion in Corpus Christi. So I'm sure some of you have heard about that also. So that is pertinent information that I have for you. And then also it's been reported too that there have been 25,305 water rescues. So lives are definitely being saved. And again, we're definitely sending prayers to those that are that they are we are hoping they are alive in a hospital or in a shelter. And then we also send love and prayers to those that have lost loved ones during this horrific time of a natural disaster such as hurricane, which is now Tropical Storm Harvey. But before I conclude the show, also want to send love and respect to the memory of Princess Diana. I'm a royal watcher. As a little girl, just couldn't take my eyes off of the royal wedding, and this is the 20th anniversary of her death, and the images of watching her two sons and her daughter-in-law has been just heartfelt. So definitely sending love to the royal family and to those of us that are still touched by memories of her, and also that are royal watchers like myself, you know. That day was just something. Wow. I was still with my second husband at the time. I was in Dallas, and we both, when we heard that news of what had happened, we were just devastated. Just devastated. But, my goodness. Versace and that Princess Diana, that was crazy. Crazy that summer. But again, State of Texas Operation Center number 512-424-2208. For those that need rescue or those that won't need to spread that information around, because I know on my social media, I have, as soon as the mayor of Dallas provided us with this information, I circulated it throughout my presence on social media, you know. Those of us that are, you know, it's important for us to use our social influence, right? And this is a very important time to definitely utilize our social influence in a proper manner. And, again, disasterassistance.gov, disasterassistance.gov. And go ahead and register for assistance for the Federal Disaster Declaration Association with FEMA also. And back for the city of Dallas, DallasHelpForHarvey.net, D-A-L-L-A-S, help, H-E-L-P, F-O-R, Harvey, H-A-R-V-E-Y.net. That is the number. And also, today is the last day of, you know, we're already in planning mode for the Crossroads Film Festival, which in 2018 will be April the 12th through the 15th in Madison and Jackson, Mississippi, and we're like, if you're a Mississippi-based filmmaker, you get 75% off of the submission fee. Today is the last day. You get 75% waived. So definitely go to the website at Crossroads Film Festival, and you will see the information also to submit your film if you're a Mississippi-based filmmaker. So a big shout-out to those that work in acting and film industries and my amazing social media friends. I've been networking with some amazing individuals, people that have been longtime friends and then new friends. And also, definitely send me an email at Culture Shock Entertainment Reports here on Blog Talk Radio at Culture Shock, KULTRESHOKENT_BETH@yahoo.com. Again, the email is Culture Shock Inc., KULTRESHOKENT_BETH@yahoo.com. Instagram at Beth Entrepreneur. Twitter, Beth Williams, BETHWMS, and Culture Shock Inc., KULTRESHOKENT. I'm on Snapchat, but I have, when I Snapchat, I want to do it right. I haven't yet Snapchat, but I will. KULTRESHOKENT and blog BethEntrepreneur.tumblr.com. And my LinkedIn friends, you are super amazing also. Thank you for networking with me. I've been connecting and reconnecting with amazing people that are in my life and business professionals. And so thank you. And so at LinkedIn.com, my full name. I know my real name, Bethany C. Williams, entrepreneur. So I love networking on LinkedIn and just throughout social media and all other social media profiles you can check out, you know, if you're not connected with me at all, you know, through Instagram and Facebook. Facebook page for Culture Shock Entertainment is reports is KULTRE Shock SHOKENT or reports, and then Bethany Williams. You know, my page, my original page, I post on it, but when my cell phone was stolen, I have been unable to get back into it. You know, I'm still recovering from being hacked. Different situations, you know, being hacked, you know, email accounts and bank accounts and all kind of stuff. So I'm still recovering, but thank God I'm, you know, rebuilding my social media presence as a social influencer and building and getting there. And thank you for those that, that you know, that I love interacting with. Last day of my birthday month, my birthday was August 11th, and so happy birthday to those that celebrate their birthday this month and today. Tomorrow is my late sister's birthday, Diane, and also happy birthday to Meet Adonis. He's a LeBaron guy, LeBaron Dallas guy. His real birthday is tomorrow, but he'll be celebrating on September 16th at LeBaron Dallas in Dallas. So thank you all for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I'm going to share this information again for Hurricane Tropical Storm Harvey. State of Texas Operations Center telephone number 512-424-2208 for those rescued and evacuated. Those that need to register for aid and assistance, you need help, disasterassistance.gov. For federal disaster declaration and, you know, funding help with FEMA, definitely go to that website and register. Like I said before noon yesterday, 210,000 had already registered, so it's probably triple now, so definitely do that. And also in regards to the mega shelter in Dallas, DallasHelpForHarvey.net, big shout out to City of Houston and the mayor and all the first responders. I mean, I have Facebook friends, honestly, that have left New Jersey, New York, northern states, coming down to Texas and anywhere down here in the deep south that they are needed with their boats and their aid, with whatever they can do. And I think that is amazing. That is so amazing for people to amazing. I know so many of us have just been crying watching how brave volunteers, not just first responders, but brave volunteers are doing their part. Even, it was like four volunteers, right, that were missing. Were they ever recovered? Were they ever found? Were they found alive? You know, it's just amazing what's going on. So I'm tuned to the Weather Channel right now. They're talking about the flooding. At least 29 dead from Harvey, expected to rise. City of Beaumont loses their water supply from flooding. And then the company, Corporate America, that's doing so much. I've seen like some of my Facebook friends that rap artists. They're doing their thing. The DJs, you know, buying up water and donating water. and not little packages, loads of water, anything they can do to help. It's just amazing. Just amazing. Different radio stations and DJs. It's amazing what all of us are doing. We're doing our part to help each other, and it's just super amazing. This weekend is Labor Day weekend, so I have a show on schedule for tomorrow, and it's entitled Labor Day Weekend, but of course this is a special Labor Day weekend, so we definitely will be talking about how special this Labor Day weekend is and how special it is for us to have each other, you know, regardless of who we are, where we're from, how we grew up with, whatever our political affiliations with, whatever our religious beliefs are. It just doesn't matter, right? As long as we have love for one another, like Prince used to say, love one another. But thank you again for tuning in, and, you know, the Weather Channel, that's Jim Couture talking and educating us and keeping us informed regarding what's going on. So thank you for tuning in and supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Remember to email me, send music for the playlist, because I am, you know, reinventing the show and redeveloping. And thank you for those that want the show to continue. I had not thought about not continuing it, but we are back on a regular schedule, pretty much same as special programming. So, again, email KultureShockEnt_bet@yahoo.com and connect with me also throughout Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. And you know, a lot of us connect on Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, MixCloud. You know, many of us connect on there. And also thank you to those that read my reviews on TripAdvisor. A TripAdvisor informed me that my readership is right at 6,000, and they had not long ago mentioned to me that in this region that I'm in, you know, Mississippi, Dallas, Mississippi, Jackson, that I'm in the top 20 of 20% of like the best reviewers. So thank you all and on TripAdvisor, my reviews are under the profile of Dreamer Beth. So thank you also for your support and checking out my reviews there, okay? Okay, well, thank you again. And before we go, I must provide the numbers again. Texas State Operations Center for those that need to be rescued and evacuated, 512-424-2208. And again, those of you that are in the area of Buffalo Bayou, Jim Couture on the Weather Channel said rescuers are coming to help you real soon. And DallasHelpForHarvey.net, Governor Greg Abbott, DisasterAssistance.gov, also the state of Mississippi, welcome our governor here. You know, we're very concerned. Also, you know, we're not out of danger also, but at the same time, mayors here in the state of Mississippi are welcoming those that need to evacuate and come to safer grounds here in the state of Mississippi also. I had to go ahead and mention that also. So, again, thank you so much for tuning in and supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports here at blogtalkradio.com. And tomorrow I'll be sure to have my screen up too, so for those that want to chat or call in also so we can talk. God bless. God bless. Hugs and kisses. Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. This is Beth, a.k.a. B-Troop.